balance that?
Is that all of it?
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Big bag.
The Commerce Food Pantry had been running dangerously low on supplies. So the last few Sundays before worship, volunteer Dennis White has stood before his fellow church members to remind them of the growing need to restock the shelves. He and fellow volunteer James Rhodes explain.
Two boxes of macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. That is it.
Clean shelves.
But on September 23rd, White was thanking the congregation and community for their recent efforts to fill the pantry. That's due in large part to the students of Commerce ISD, who delivered roughly 2,900 cans of food to the pantry 2 days earlier, exceeding their goal by 200. The harsh reality is this current stock will only last a few weeks as more and more Commerce families are seeking assistance. Roughly 30 families representing at least 120 people arrive each Thursday during pickup time.
They will love you for that, Lisa.
Kathy Henson is making her first trip to the pantry, where she hopes to stock up to help feed her granddaughter and great-grandbaby.
They are so organized. That's unbelievable.
It's a very inviting atmosphere within the fellowship hall at First Presbyterian Church, where the pantry is housed. One by one, citizens answer a few questions about who they are and their needs before being directed to the back, where they're greeted by Dennis White, Lisa Jones, and Danny Mendoza. The three are presented with a list of grocery items and begin to pull from the shelves and place into bags.
Mac and cheese.
Let's see, they've got kids and a good size family. Give them an extra one.
So when we see kids on here, we give them a bigger size?
Yes, give them a bigger size usually and maybe more of it.
Two of each for the beans, right?
One pinto bean, one pork and bean.
Volunteers are also on hand to assist citizens with carrying their bags if need be.
I think it's great. It helps people a lot that, you know, that are jobless and homeless.
This is a good day for the pantry, with the shelves fully stocked, capable of serving enough families for the next few weeks. But it's not always guaranteed those who show up will be served. Volunteer Jim Norwood.
September the 6th, we had to close early because we ran out of food. The word went through Commerce in 2 days. Not just among the people that come pick up food, but everybody.
So even with the addition of 2,900 non-perishable food items from the Commerce ISD, help is still and will continue to be needed. Dennis White says people in Commerce have been very generous, but they have to know about it to be able to help. He adds the Commerce police and fire departments have indicated they'd like to help generate supplies for the pantry, and in the coming weeks, the Texas A&M University Commerce Police Department and various student organizations will be conducting food drives across campus. The local post office is also said to be a consistent volunteer in helping raise canned goods. Again, Dennis White.
I mean, you know, it gets embarrassing to have to stand up every Sunday, you know, doing the little begathon speech. But, you know, it's an ongoing necessity. And this will actually delay us having to ask every week. You know, in 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be doing it again.
Crackers, bread.
You can learn more about the Commerce Food Pantry by calling the First Presbyterian Church office at 903-886-3783.